Welcome to Adulting in the Modern World with Donna, Sahar, and Danielle. This is a podcast dedicated to help women catalyze their own transformation and engage in their evolution in a conscious way. We are three transformational coaches that share tools, processes, practices, and wisdom to support you in designing your life in a fun, joy-filled, and abundant way. Welcome again to Adulting in the Modern World. Hi, everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of Adulting in the Modern World. And this week, it is Danielle Dow and myself, Donna Politis. This week, we're going into a little bit more specific into how we can use these techniques to stay balanced in this global climate that we're in. So especially as women, especially as moms, as householders, how do we keep ourselves?
Being mindful is key in everything, in everything.
And that's where we've got to turn off our cell phones. We've got to put them away. You had your silent yesterday for a few hours. Like, you really, mine's on do not disturb right now. And you know, so often when we're doing our work together, or if I'm with a client, or if I'm doing my mantras or meditation, and I've got my phone on silent or do not disturb, and I'll forget it there. What a blessing. What a blessing, right? And then everyone can wait till Donna remembers to turn it back on. Because, you know, we really think about it, though. How did we operate in the 80s and 90s? If it was an emergency, someone found a way to contact you. And let's not overuse this incredible technology, which can be used for such good. It brought us together. You know, it's creating Pranalakshmi. It's creating so many communities around the globe. It can be so good, but at the same time, it can really destroy relationships. And one thing, you know, there's a cute little thing that it's so strange. Like, you see a couple and they're both on their phones, right? And who knows what they're scrolling through and looking at and so on. And what's funny is, I don't know if I've ever really lived that moment. And so part of me was like, oh, that's so cute. And yet my partner, every time I step into the room, he closes his phone. And I'm like, oh, but can't I sit next to you and just kind of, you know, browse with you? And so I found it strange. And I cornered him a few times and I said, what's up? He said, well, you're in the room now, so I want to pay attention to you. Oh, Eureka. I mean, that's what relationships are about, right? And so, yes, we'll share funny videos and we'll watch some funny YouTube clips. We like watching comedians and we'll put on music and dance. Mm-hmm. But I found in this relationship, especially, that the phone is, it's not secondary. It's like tertiary. It's really down on the list. And the relationships are utmost. And it's such a breath of fresh air. You know, if we that for our kids and show them that we can actually pay attention to what they're saying. Because remember, kids mimic. They mimic what they see. What's more important than mimicking a parent that's going to give you time and attention and listen to mm-hmm. what you have to say?
Yes, the phone is a big, it can be a life savior. At the same time, it can be such a life drainer. I mean, for me, I see it more positive. Let's say if I'm stuck in traffic and I've got my phone on, if we had this podcast to record, so I can just put you on, you know, we can just record the podcast and we're good. You know, I can just park the car on the side and I've got access to you and to the whole world and my emails and my work. But yet, when we let it become our addiction. And I think this is what the worry is when things become an addiction, when we go to bed and instead of trying to get sleep come to us, we're there scrolling on the phone and checking out, let's say, social media or Instagram. And then from one thing leads to another, you know, then you fall into this long minutes and sometimes hours of no sleep.
So I've got a secret there. The phones cannot live in the bedroom. I know it's hard for some people, right?
I love that secret. Yeah.
And you've really got, not you, but people, especially moms, think about all the stimulus that a mom has during the day, as you said, you know, and if it's a working mom and a mom that is full-time at home because she's working, I know I've done both, and I've mostly been a stay-at-home mom, and so the housework never ends. It's always there. And the stimulus that a mother goes through for an entire day, and absolutely she wants to relax and watch an episode of something or listen, you know, like I love listening to podcasts or listening to inspirational things on YouTube. The phone, though, if it can live outside of the bedroom and you set a time and say, okay, I don't know, after 10 p.m. or after 9 p.m., because really the body, it needs many hours to be in production of melatonin. Yes. And, you know, I mentioned this last time about the street lamps outside, about the artificial lights that we have well into the nighttime. And then this artificial light stimulating us through the phones and computers and tablets. It's not going to allow your brain and also your body chemistry to really relax and to sleep. So then sleep, like you said, it doesn't come. But what happens if you spend time preparing yourself for bed? What if you, and I'll share personally. So when I said that in the last few months, my body was starting to react, it was really on overdrive because it wasn't just a move. It was so many things at once. And so even though I was doing self-care, really, realistically, I needed a lot more. And sometimes it's like, oh, but, you know, that can be selfish. Or how do I explain that to whoever, my son, my partner, my parents, as an example? How do I explain that I actually need a lot of self-care right now? Maybe in 3 months, it'll be, you know, more balanced. But right now, I need a ton. And so I had to rebalance things and reintroduce simple practices. Like the last few days, been rubbing lavender essential oil on the soles of my feet. And Danielle, the sleep is so much deeper. The sleep comes faster. Yeah, and just simple techniques, you know. Next on my list is Epsom salt baths with some oils.
Okay. So
things that are really going to detox you. A cup of tea an hour or two before bed, something herbal, something to relax.
From all the radiation. And salt baths are amazing for that. I get my daughter and I, we do this on a weekly basis. And sorry, I cut you.
Oh, no, you're perfect. And on that note, something I started to do, because it depends what country you're in and what services you have available. I've started to introduce hammam, spa, because for those reasons. So the heat, totally detoxing, and the rubbing of salts on the body, you come out feeling a different person. And there's so much input of toxins through our food, our water, the outside air quality, and of course, emotional toxicity, right? What we pick up from other people. That needs to be drained on a daily and weekly basis. So we mentioned Epsom salt, we mentioned essential oils, we mentioned herbal teas.
Have to add, we can also use salt, just normal salt, like rock. Because Epsom salt is not available to everyone all the time.
So true.
We can use Himalayan salt, and we can just put like loads of it in the bath. I would say, I use something about like a cup.
Exactly.
Just to wash off, just to detox the body. Yeah, and oils. I mean, I would love to have one episode just about oils, because you have so much expertise about oils.
Thank you. And there's, you don't want to laugh. You want to laugh. I'm sitting here and I got four oils right in front of me. Because every time before we do a podcast, I always tune in with frankincense. And so... Essential oils. I mean, look, the bottles are handy. You throw them in your purse. You take them everywhere. They're all over my house. And I've been into essential oils since I was teenager. And
I
know you're into them too.
Yeah,
and
I have mine right at my desk as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so for women especially, I mean, you can use they're for everyone, but women, listen closely. Essential oils can change your mood in an instant. I mean, it is instantaneous. Aromatherapy for mood is one of the most incredible therapies that you can do. And so these are very simple techniques. There's very expensive oils, and then there's very inexpensive oils. You know, coming back to the detox and cleansing, I'll share one last one, and then, yeah, we'll do a whole episode one day. Lemon, drops of lemon essential oil in your water in the morning, right? Because it's a lot more potent than a regular lemon, which is perfect. If that's all you have available, you go for that. And then someone looking for an even deeper cleanse, like sometimes we do even 10 drops a day over the course of the day in about 1.5 to 2 liters of water. So that's really flushing out toxins. But you've got to be careful. I'll just do a side note on what oils you use, because certain brands can't be ingested and other brands can. So
And we'll also, I think, depends on the person as well. Some people, they get funny reactions since it's concentrated.
Those are few cases. It's funny, one of my very close friends gets reactions, and so I give her gifts, but she can only do diluted oils as a roll-on. So, you know, there's ways, and you can do diffusers where it's just the mist coming into the house. But that's another, you know, that's a big conversation, but you know, just to touch on some of the things that we actually do. There's a lot that Danielle and I do, and there's a lot that I'm still learning, I'll be honest, because a lot of the self-care techniques are quite ancient, and a lot of this ancient wisdom has actually been hidden, and a lot of it you've got to uncover. You've really got to look for it and find what works for you.
True. And there are very normal ones that we can do, like the plants behind here, you know, to bring some nature inside our house. Mm-hmm. Because we're people who used to live in nature. And right now with all the cities and the way things are commercialized, and we don't have this nature touch. And I see this even with the mothers when kids are playing in the park, a lot of them, they're like so afraid of playing with dirt, whereas it's something very normal to do. But now, of course, with the pesticides and the herbicides that we use, and we want to be careful, but it's good to go out in the nature. And I just want to add a note on the phone. Now, sometimes for some people, it's difficult to let go of the phone outside, because we became so attached to this phone that it's closer to us than our partner. We carry it around the whole time. So before we go to bed, it stays next to us, you know, kind of the charger is next to us. So I would say like a step-by-step kind of procedure. It's fine. You know, you might think like I'm over-exaggerating on it, but like it is difficult for many people to just put the phone outside the room. So what I tell them is to put, because somehow they get this emotional, this anxiety, you know, so it's just to put either on like smartphones. They do have nowadays this option where you can just put your sleep hours, and then it just goes automatically on do not disturb, so whomever calls you, you just don't answer, or you automatically put it on airplane mode. You know, you just put it on airplane mode. This is something I taught my daughter, and she does it automatically. She goes to bed. I mean, before she goes to bed, she just puts her phone on airplane mode. And then she learned also to switch off the Wi-Fi. I just tell her, just turn it off. Turn off the main modem in the house. Nice. So we just switch it off, and we just sleep. And we did, I personally, especially I think meditation just kind of cleanses you a lot. And I could feel it. The days where she was doing online schooling, when she would come to me and I would touch her, I could feel something, you know, I could feel the energy. And this is where I would be like, okay, maybe it's time to take a bath and just to stay away from the computer for a few hours, for a day or two, you know, during the weekend, and not really watch anything there or not play games. Mm-hmm. And let's just go out in the nature.
And like you said, you know, we could be, I'm seeing us doing another episode specifically on how to cleanse from these environmental toxins, because there's even things that we can do for our home to protect from that. I love what you mentioned about turning off the Wi-Fi at night. I see a big difference when that happens. Another step that, you know, I'll share, this is going well over a decade ago. I was addicted to my phone for a while, and I think at that time I may have been running my studio too. So it was like a necessity. People needed to find me at all hours, which is so crazy to think, you know, from 7 a.m. till midnight, I needed to be accessible. And my confession is that I would actually text while driving. Now that's stopped. But I'll tell you how I stopped it, because it was actually, it was an addiction. And you know how I stopped it? And I'm speaking to the ladies. I would put the phone in my purse and I would put the purse in the trunk. So there was no temptation. I'd have to stop the car to get the purse. So that trick really, really worked. I'll be honest. I did that for, I don't know, a couple of weeks, and it detoxed me from that behavior. Like, oh yeah, I don't need this. And obviously don't want to be dangerous, you know, driver. So that helped. And
if you get good habit in, then you're done. Yeah. You just keep it next to you and you just don't do it.
Yeah. And really think about it, you know, what's more important, your action, this is aside from the driving, you know, what's more important, your actual relationships with people that you've got in front of you, or the people looking for you on the phone, right? Like, we can put the phone aside and focus on the people in front of us or the work that we're doing. And another little trick is to put it far away from you, put it on the other side of the house, put it on silent, and really take some time to focus on cooking or focus on your exercise or focus on the kids, focus on yourself, your work. And then go and check. And like you made that calendar, you can actually slot in time. Like, I don't check my email all the time, right? Mm-hmm. I have certain time that I go in and I check my emails. So these are little tricks that people can do. And I believe we've stayed on topic of what we do to keep ourselves in check and balance and keep ourselves healthy during this time where globally we're being asked a lot, you know. Whether I feel like a mom, it's so important, you know, without going into the topic of vaccines, but we're being asked a lot in terms of, you know, looking into what's happening, pros and cons, world views, views of my friends, what people, you know, are researching. And so even that can take so much time, and I need to be present to that. But I also need to be present to my family, my dog, my kid. So how do we find that balance of getting pulled and sucked into what's happening globally? Because, you know, it's unprecedented, all of these things that are happening. They're new. They're people don't know how to react. Families are clashing in terms of their belief systems. And so how do I deal with that pull into being pulled into global issues, and then really, you know, our home needs to be sustained and balanced, and our energy also needs to be here. So it's trying to find that balance of both.